While the prince was happy to see his old friends, however, he soon deduced that they had taken the side of his enemy, the murderous king. King Claudius had an advisor named Polonius, and Polonius had two children, a son named Laertes, and a daughter named Ophelia. And it was to Ophelia that Hamlet had directed his affections when his heart was not heavy with mourning. But Laertes was suspicious of Hamlet, and he urged Ophelia not to fall in love with the young prince. Polonius himself echoed his son's suspicions, suggesting that the prince's strange behavior was caused by the love Hamlet felt for Ophelia. Soon, Polonius passed his suspicion along to the king and queen. Into the kingdom came a troupe of actors, and with their arrival, Hamlet conceived a plan. He would stage a play that reenacted his father's murder and confirmed the king's guilt by studying his reaction. "The play's the thing," said Hamlet, "wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king." Act 3. As Hamlet waited his confrontation with Claudius, his melancholy took deeper hold and his behavior became more erratic. He publicly insulted Ophelia, and privately he wondered if he might be better off dead or perhaps having never been born. "To be or not to be, that is a question," pondered the prince. "Death." Hearing this invitation, came at once to Hamlet and to peddle his dark wares. This is their conversation. Call Mark up for suicide salesman.